USA Radio News.
The former vice president is speaking out against President Biden. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King. Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German Shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.